time for today's This Day in Founders History. For today, August the 10th, 2012. On this day in 1776, London received the United States Declaration of Independence. It was published in newspapers in Britain and other parts of Europe. Most Americans are familiar with the second paragraph of the Declaration. We hold these truths to be self-evident: life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But nearly half of the document is a list of grievances against King George III, explaining the founders' reasoning for declaring their sovereignty. In 1821, on this day, the Missouri Territory was admitted to the Union as the State of Missouri, becoming the 24th state. The Missouri Compromise of 1820 was designed by Henry Clay and was debated for some time. Through the compromise, Missouri would be admitted as a slave state and Maine as a free state in order to maintain the balance of slave and non-slave states. One notable birthday on this day in history, in 1753, that of Edmund Jennings Randolph, who served as a delegate for Virginia on the Continental Congress. Randolph also served under the Washington administration as the first U.S. Attorney General, the successor of Jefferson as Secretary of State, and succeeded Patrick Henry as governor of Virginia. Edmund Randolph also served as a delegate to the Federal Convention of 1787, and he was the lone voice that presented James Madison's Virginia Plan on May the 25th of 1787 at the Federal Convention that produced the U.S. Constitution. And that's this day in Founders History, 10 August 2012.